Hey everyone, I need your attention for 1 minute. This is not one of those ads. This is something that has changed my entire life. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that this is all about personal development as the foundation for everything good in your life. And this podcast is now sponsored by Growth Day, which is the world's first all-in-one personal development app. I mean, oh my gosh, can you imagine having everything all in one place that you need to create the life that you want? Now you can. So if you've been struggling with your motivation, your mood, your productivity, or your purpose, you have to check this out. Growth Day helps you consciously change your life and achieve your potential. It has all the self-improvement tools, motivational classes, and life coaching all in one place. So many of us want to improve our lives, but the question is how? Where do we start? What do we use? How do you get unstuck? How do you make self-improvement stick? Well, research shows how. It's when you consistently journal, track your habits, set goals, learn from empowering mentors, and challenge yourself that you'll be happier, healthier, and more successful. But let me ask you something. Where do you actually do all of your personal development work? I have to tell you that over 300,000 people use Growth Day for a reason. It works. It's the world's number one software for self-improvement. Growth Day has an amazing mindset journal that I absolutely love, a habit tracker, and a goal setting system. In fact, I bet if you went to my stories this week, you probably saw me using the journaling app and telling you to do it too, because it's the first time that journaling has ever actually stuck consistently in my life because of this app. And best of all, Growth Day has live inspirational classes every single week from the world's top motivational speakers and life coaches. These are people who have impacted my life in huge ways. These are mentors who I already knew and loved. In fact, this is something that's so huge for me, you guys. I personally teach a class in Growth Day every single month, and it is one of the most fun things that I get to do, and I'd love to see you there. These classes will truly shift your life. There's always something new that you will learn. So join me and 300,000 achievers growing our lives with actual real intention. Visit growthday.com/Lori for a free trial. Yes, you can try this for free. So go to growthday.com/Lori and go live your best life. You guys, that's growthday.com/Lori. And I can't wait to see you there.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it is time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I love to take this time to thank you guys for listening, for sharing, for rating and reviewing, because that truly is the only thing that keeps this going. So if you have not yet done that, please take a minute just to rate and review, give it 5 stars if you love it, and please share it with people that you know are searching, are looking for permission to fully step into their power and be themselves, connect to a tribe and feel supported. So again, thank you guys so much. I love connecting with you. I love hearing the different topics that you want to hear because I really have used a lot of them for these episodes. So what I want to chat with you about today is, just where I'm at right now, because I have a feeling that where I'm at is probably where a lot of you guys are at. And that is a place of feeling a bit, terrified, for some of the things that are coming in my life. And they're the things that I desire and they're the things that I want to do. But it is that point of stepping in, of saying yes, and all of the things that come with saying yes. So I know people get held back a lot by fear. And that is so, so normal. And I think that people are getting held back by fear because, number one, they think that they're having a different response to fear than other people are having. And they think that they are not capable of handling what might come with that dream. So I'm here to do a little bit of fear busting because I want to talk about what it really looks like. And right now, there's some things coming in my life that I have always wanted, such as, you know, I got an amazing book deal. I'm on a book deadline, and I'm very excited about it. It's an incredible deal. I can't wait for this book to come out. It's a beautiful opportunity. I'm so excited about it. But there's also this up-leveling that's happening. It's a whole, I have to be and become and step into a completely different version of myself in order to accomplish this goal, especially on the timeline. And also, I got a TED talk at the same time, which has been on my vision board for 3 years, you guys. And they're both happening at the same time. Now, the TED talk is bringing me to a place of sheer terror. Don't get me wrong. I have beautiful days. I'm like, yes, this is amazing. I'm so excited. And then I have, oh my God, who do I think I am? I have nothing good to say. I have nothing to offer. Like, what am I going to tell these people? They're all these amazing, incredible, educated people that I'm like going to have this talk. Mine's going to be about what? Like, you guys, this is so, it's all a part of it. Imposter syndrome, feeling like, what on earth am I doing here? Wanting to run away, screaming, like this is all a part of it. And what I want to share is, before I went to rehearsals yesterday for this talk, I talked to some incredible women, you guys. I've had some people tell me some nuggets of information that have completely rocked my world and changed my life in the last, you know, few weeks that I have had this. I just want to say thank you, Christine. Thank you, Gabby. Thank you, so many of the people, Danette and Lindsay. Thank you to all of the incredible women in my life who have given me these votes of confidence, let me know that they are in the same exact boat and it never changes. It never, ever changes. These women who are doing epic things in the world are reminding me that they feel it too. So I was chatting with my friend Christine, who she has an incredible podcast too, you guys, Christine Hassler over at And On With It. And she stayed at my house the other night and we were talking and she said, you know, I told her about how I felt and this roller coaster of nerves around this talk. And I said, you know, I know that you said that you get nervous, Christine, before you talk, because she does a lot of talks. But I said, do you ever feel like you're going to pass out? Do you ever feel just like, oh my God, what am I doing? And she was like, yes, like that's so normal. And she let me know, you know, what she does is she understands that it's all of that energy coming in at once, right? So especially if you're in front of an audience or you're in front of people, there's a whole lot of energy coming at you at once. And you're going into a place where you're able to tap into a whole lot of energy at once, download a lot of energy at once. You have something working for you, especially if you ask to be supported and guided and you're asking for strength or Holy Spirit or power or grace right before, right? Because that's what I always do. And never, everyone that I've talked to, never steps on stage or never steps into anything before saying a prayer, before asking, before sitting quietly and just really asking and knowing that you're supported. Now, when I say knowing, it's not like you're like, yeah, I know I'm supported, jump in. You just have to get to that place where you're like, okay, I'm doing it anyway, because that's what faith is. It's being scared and doing it anyway, knowing that something's going to come and catch you if you fall, or just guide you to the place where you need to be. Because sometimes falling is a part of it too, you guys. Sometimes you were meant to fall on your face and experience whatever came with that and use that as a beautiful lesson to either teach or move forward or guide you somewhere. So what she was letting me know is that is all energy coming at once, right? Whether it's energy to open up your senses, to keep you on target for the goal, to really, you know, connect you to your audience. That's all of these things rushing in at once and your body is on overdrive. So just know that you know, let that wave happen. Let it come. Breathe. Use your breath. Remember that you are connected to so much bigger. Say another prayer. Feel your feet on the ground. Drop yourself back into your body by thinking about, what do my hands feel like? What is my breath doing right now? Deep breaths. Say things to yourself, that you're the channel and that you're just going to be used to speak or to deliver this message, whatever it is. Just step in and know that we are all feeling that fear as well. Don't get attached to the outcome. It's about doing what you love and being that beautiful, perfect channel and knowing that you're divinely supported and you are stepping in and up-leveling. Of course, you're going to feel crazy. Of course, there's going to be a flood of emotions. And of course, you're not going to feel good enough. That is all the steps of moving into a new realm of who you are. It's like meeting your new self for the first time. It's scary, but you are ready. So I will tell you, if the opportunity is coming your way, if you are getting the ideas, it is time. I'm sorry. If you're like, oh my God, what is she talking about? Like, I'm sorry. It is absolutely your time. You are being called to step in. And now you have to grab fear by the hand and understand that it is going to be your co-pilot through this, but you're doing it anyway. It's not in charge, right? It's in the back seat, or it's your co-pilot, like I said, but it's not actually flying the plane. You are. It might be a little voice that tells you all the things that could go wrong, but you're going to look at it and say, I get that. I see that. I'm going to look out the window and I'm going to focus on what I know right now. I'm going to focus on what I know how to do. I'm going to block you out. I know you're there, but I'm blocking you out. So you guys, if you're being called, if you're getting an idea, if you're getting a feeling, it is your time. And if you ignore it, you're going to feel some serious pain. And of course, if you step in, you're also going to feel a bit of pain, but it's pain that comes with a reward. So you choose. Pain that doesn't come with a reward and actually makes you feel worse, or pain that comes with a reward and frees you up and opens you up to this new realm of fulfillment and beauty and connection. So I hope that this helps you and reminds you that it's just, what does Elizabeth Gilbert say? You know, it's all just a big crap sandwich. It just depends on, if it's worth it. Is it worth it? And it is worth it. You guys, I'm on the other side of a few things right now. And I did my rehearsal yesterday and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so worth it. It's time to expand. It's time to step in. You are being called and it is worth it beyond your wildest dreams. So I'm talking to you from the other side, sort of. I'll talk to you more from the other side very soon. So anyway, you guys, I am really doing this podcast for myself today to remind myself that it is so worth it to face those fears and to step in, especially if you know that you are meant to go to that next level. So until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye. Hey, I know if you're listening to this podcast that you have big dreams and big goals. And one of the things that can really stop you is struggling with your marketing. Trust me, I have been there. Are you using 10 different systems just to build your online business? Then I want you to try Kajabi. Kajabi helps you build your web pages, set up funnels, and sell your courses, content, coaching, or communities. You've been hearing me talk a lot about funnels on this podcast and the importance of your email list. You can get a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's Kajabi.com.
I've talked about Kajabi before, but here's something that's super cool and new. They just rolled out an AI assistant for creating your online course curriculum. And this means you just type in a topic that you want to create on a course or webinar and bam, it just generates a sample outline for you. It takes a ton of the hard work away. Of course, you're going to customize it to be your own, but this really helps you get over the struggle of how in the world to start, which is where most people stop. If you're like me, starting is always the hardest part, and that's what makes Kajabi so popular. They've made it easier for creators to build web pages, build courses, build coaching programs, build membership sites, build checkout pages, and build email funnels. So if you're struggling with any of those, you gotta go check it out. Go to kajabi.com. Kajabi was really the first all-in-one system and is trusted by over 100,000 creators. I think that's good enough for me. Also, as influencers and marketers who use this. And now their smart AI platform makes it easy to take what you know and turn it into an online course and business. Go start building with a free trial at kajabi.com. That's K-A-J-A-B-I.com.
Want to know a huge secret to my success? Okay, not only my success, but just about every single person that I have interviewed on this podcast who is successful has this in common. You guys, they love to journal. They capture their life lessons and what they're grateful for. But a lot of people don't keep this up consistently, and most people do know that the research shows that journaling deepens your gratitude and increases self-awareness. But did you also know that journaling decreases stress and helps you achieve your goals faster? In fact, journaling is a huge differentiator between average performers at work and high-performing people. It leads to longer-term clarity, confidence, and success. So why don't more people journal? Why didn't I journal consistently? Honestly, they don't like staring at a blank page. It's hard to carry a book around with you or a notepad, and they just don't even know what to write about, or they just forget. That's why I know that you're going to love Growth Day. It's the world's number one system for self-improvement, and it's like all-in-one personal development in an app. And it has an awesome digital journal, and people love it. Growth Day's digital journal has hundreds of research-backed writing prompts for self-reflection, positive mindset, confidence building, and success. I use them all the time, and it makes me think in ways that I typically don't, and it makes me ask myself better questions, which we all know gets better results in our life. It even has prompts that help you develop a daily, weekly, or monthly habit of reflecting on your life and identifying areas to grow. So it's a perfect time of year to start journaling, you guys. When you sign up at Growth Day, you also get systems for habit tracking, goal setting, and scoring, and improving every area of your life. Best of all, I get to teach there too, you guys. I'm so excited. I hope that I get to see you. I teach live in Growth Day every single month with a new topic just for you. So join me there. Start your free trial at growthday.com/Lori.
Hey, do you know what the big secret is this year? And it shouldn't be a secret because this should be your biggest focus. It is building your community. I am always working on building and nurturing my community, and everyone is talking about the power of community. Without an online community, you just cannot grow organically or create a real movement, which is what I know that we're all after. And you can build trust or monetize your audience. When you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so do your sales. But where's everybody gonna be managing their communities these days? And a lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content and create discussions, live streams, group chats, and memberships all under your own brand. And what's so cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked and unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. How freaking cool is that? You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has a free 14-day trial for you, so you can go check it out, see if you like it, see if you love all the options. Just go to circle.so. Go check it out right now, you guys. Imagine being able to manage your community, start group chats and live classes, and accept payments all in one place. Kind of mind-blowing, since this is usually spread all over the place. You have to log into so many different things. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. You guys, you get the 14-day free trial. So just go and see if it's for you. It's going to streamline everything and make your life so much easier. It's so freaking cool.